You know, Raven, I hate to say that I'm starting the day off on a wrong foot, but it makes me upset. And it, I blame the United States Postal Service.
Oh, well, I'm so glad it's not me. Because, I mean, you came fired in. I was like, okay, wait a minute.
So tomorrow is my oldest, Hayden's, birthday. She's turning 12 years old.
Wow.
And I know, it's crazy.
It's crazy.
But she didn't really want anything for her birthday, which is, you know, good, mm-hmm. but also hard when you're a parent because you have to come up with things on your own that you think that your kids will like and be surprised.
Oh, my God. I'm dealing with this with my wife right now, and she communicates a little bit better than a teenager, I'm guessing, but it's very difficult when somebody doesn't give you any clues.
Right. So now here's the big issue is that I figured out what I could get her. And Nike, and this is early enough that I can talk about this without her hearing.
Okay.
Nike lets you customize sneakers on their website.
Oh, my gosh, Nike.
Yeah, so it's cool. Like, I got her a cool pair of Chucks. Mm-hmm. I made them in her favorite color.
That's cool.
Yeah, I have her name written on the back of them.
Oh, I had no idea you could do that.
Yeah, it's really awesome. But this is, like, my gift. This mm-hmm. is my special gift.
Right,
you know,
right.
The surprise.
Yeah.
And I ordered it, like, 6 weeks ago.
Oh,
and I'm like, where the heck are these sneakers?
COVID, man.
Well, I just checked the shipping. And now when I ordered it, the time, even though it was standard shipping, was so far in advance of today's date
yeah.
that I didn't even worry about it. And I just get it now, and it's not coming until Monday.
I actually ordered Alicia, my wife, a pair of Uggs for Christmas. And they just sent an email update because we've been complaining, going, where are these Uggs? They're not back in stock till May 24th, apparently.
Oh.
What? Where is it cold at that point? I have no idea. Like, you're not wearing Uggs in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. So now I don't know what to do. Like, do I have to go? What am I going to do? Go around today frantically trying to find something? I mean, I could do the thing where you print out the picture.
Right.
And you fold it and you put it in the envelope, which is like the worst. Like, let's be honest. Like, oh, wow, this is coming, but it's not here right now.
It's the worst when you pick up like a 4-foot package and it weighs less than a pound.
Yeah.
Because you know what's going on. There's four boxes between you and that piece of paper that's been printed out.
Oh, I don't know what to do, but I'm feeling so bummed out as a mom right now because it was like, that was my gift.
Yeah. You're stuck in that vortex of where you have to decide whether or not you go get the supplemental gift to build a bridge to Monday.
All I have to say is, man, this stinks.
Thanks, Nike.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 That's all I need to know about you. It's Anna and Raven. All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. You can always call or text 1-800-330-9999. If you're at a crosswalk and it's got those blinking signs to say that there is a child that is trying to cross the road near a school and you fly through that, even though you see that other people are stopped and there is, in fact, a child, and then you give me the finger when I give you the death stare.
Oh, man.
That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, people can be terrible,
why
right?
I don't understand. So, like, I see this guy. I'm like, he's going to slow down, right? Like, he's coming in the opposite direction and I'm stopped. And there's probably, like, a maybe 12-year-old boy standing there. And he just goes through. And here's the crazy part, Raven. He slowed down. And then just kept going.
Yeah. That's always the, oh, no, I didn't mean to. So that way they think if they get pulled over or whatever, they don't deserve to get clubbed over the head at that moment.
Yeah,
but still getting a ticket, bro. A big ticket.
Yeah, I give the death stare. I was like, I look, and then I even did with the hands when I throw my hands up.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like, what are you doing?
You gave him the double whammy?
What are you doing?
The double whammy. Good job.
Yeah. But then he also saluted me, though. That wasn't very nice.
Yeah, and he just kept driving.
Yeah.
It is scary. It is terrible.
I don't like that. That's all I need to know about you.
Yeah, it's true. If you are the office hoarder, that's all I need to know about you. So a couple weeks ago, I had to buy a new car, right? And I was very much in a rush, and I almost forgot about this. So I'm running around, and you've got to get the financing in order and, you know, the registration, all these different things. Many of these things over the phone. But because I literally picked out a car and said I'm picking that thing up in like 12 hours, I had to go to the office to pick up an actual bank check from the finance place, right? And I go in. They couldn't have been nicer. They were so good. Fast, concise, all that. But I sit down, and as I'm sitting there, he goes off to run some copies of the paperwork that I've just signed. He comes back. Before he came back, I notice I'm looking, you know, around his desk. As people do, you're curious. I'm not walking around like opening drawers like the doctor's office going, wait a minute, can I have a stethoscope too? I'm just looking around, and I notice that he has two full shelving areas underneath his desk full of tissue, full of facial tissue. So then I start looking around and I'm like, is this guy the guy that's supposed to store tissue for the entire company right here? Or did he just steal them? It's been bugging me since then.
But if you're stealing it, then why would you hide it under your desk? Wouldn't you hide it in your trunk of your car?
I mean, do you think you're going to get that snot full at work? That's all I'm saying.
So weird, right?
He couldn't have been better. I was tempted to put it in the review. What's up with all those tissues?
Lack of closet space?
It was crazy.
At the bank?
I don't know.
That's weird.
It was weird.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
You know those light bars on the truck? If you have those super bright light bars
on the truck, my gosh.
That's all I need to know about you.
I am so glad you are bringing this up. So I'm driving the other day on the road, and this other car is coming from the other direction, and you can't see anything anywhere. And not only can you not see if you're the opposing traffic, but it looks stupid. It looked dumb on the car.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
You know, like if you have like a Jeep or something now, instead of like, you know, the round lights they used to have on it, now they have the LED light bars and they're so bright.
Like all the way across the front?
But they're so bright. Like you can't see anything.
That's annoying. Is that even legal? Yeah.
Shouldn't be legal. It can like tan you, blind you, burn your corneas out immediately. And again, it looked dumb. It didn't even look cool.
Listen, they got to figure out what to do with all those tanning bed lights now that no one goes tanning anymore.
Right, nobody's allowed inside the building. I guess that's fair enough.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband this week.
Hello.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
How's your week going?
A little depressing. You know, I'm old now, so.
Not old. 40 is young. It really, really is. We have our whole lives ahead of us. That's
I've been trying to tell her all the best parts are still to come, Anna Zapp. She gets madder at me every time I say it.
I always tell myself, like, we're still young enough to do things, but now we're accomplished enough that we could actually enjoy them and we don't have to worry about the little things anymore. So it's a good time to be alive, I think.
I'm grieving my 30s. You know, I'll never, ever be 30-something ever again. That's hard. I think I did the same thing when I turned 30. I had to grieve my 20s for a little while. So.
No, I get it. I had a full breakdown when I turned 30. Like, I changed careers. Like, it was a mess. But it was the best thing that ever happened. This time, 40 was a little bit different. It was more manageable.
A little grieving is fine, as long as it doesn't take the next 3 or 4 years.
Right.
Right.
It's true.
I'll be all right.
So what do you have planned for the weekend to celebrate?
Going to the casino. I'm excited.
That's great.
Yeah. I made all my, you know, my girlfriends get group shirts, and it's going
to
be fun.
I mean, I love me a matching outfit day when I get to dress up and do that. That is fantastic.
We'll stay out early before they get a little bit fancier at night. But everybody can go off, play their own games, and then we get together and celebrate whatever we want.
And everybody's like, where are we having dinner? What time is dinner? And I'm like, I don't do dinner reservations at the casino. Like, I don't want to be held to a schedule. What if I'm winning? I'm not going to get up and walk away and go to dinner. Are you crazy?
That happens all the time. My parents, I'll be like, where is mommy? And then like, I'll text her and she'll text me back. She'll be like, I can't eat dinner, Anna. I'm winning. I'm hot. I'm like, ma, like, are you serious right now?
I'm trying to think of our life, and there's only been like once or twice that actually happened to us. And we've done a lot of playing. So maybe it's going to come now. Maybe turning 40 is the lucky charm.
Yep, I hope so. I mean, you're lucky if I get up to pee sometimes more at the casino. I'm like, I really got to go. I really got to go. You got to come sit over here and save my seat.
So how's Raven been behaving as a husband?
Oh, he's been great, Anna. He took me to snuggle goats for my birthday.
Oh, that's
nice. Awesome.
That is great. That's a fun thing to do.
Now I want goats, so he has to deal with that.
Okay.
She got her proper birthday cake from the right place for the first time.
Oh, finally, for the first time in almost 14 years, I got a birthday cake from where I wanted it from.
Every time somebody would bring out a beautiful cake, a cannoli cake for my wife, she would take a bite and go, thank you so much, it's so thoughtful. And then she would whisper to me in my ear and say it's from the wrong place.
Aww.
Every single time. It only took me 14 years or whatever of us being together for me to get that cake, but I got it.
Congratulations, Raven. Well done.
Yeah, I didn't need a pat on the back here. Come on, that'll deduce my grade. I needed to be up there.
All right, so what kind of grade would you like to give Raven for the week?
I'm going to give him an A, Anna. He got me my cake, and you guys just reminded me that it's in the fridge, and that's what I'm going to go have for breakfast.
Perfect. All the birthday cake for breakfast all week long. Absolutely.
Right.
All right, well, happy birthday, and have a great time this weekend.
Thank you.
Because of the pandemic, people are cooking now at home more than ever. It's Anna and Raven. Chef Plum from the Food Network, our friend. Plum, what have you noticed to be like the biggest mistakes that people are making when they're cooking from home?
Well, I love to see how many people are out there cooking right now to begin with. That's fantastic. You know, of course, support your restaurants, get your takeout food, all of those things. But cooking at home, I love to see everyone doing it. What I haven't been happy about seeing is some of the mistakes that people are making. Best thing I can tell you right now, right off the top, the best tool you can have in the kitchen is a sharp knife. Would you agree?
Yes.
It makes sense.
Well, that's not really true. I say yes, but I haven't ever in my life sharpened my knives that I got as a shower gift when I got married 16 years ago.
I mean, my wife sharpens ours all the time, and every time she's doing it, I feel like somebody's about to lose their life.
Well, listen, a sharp knife means more control. A dull knife means you have to push harder, therefore less control. So the biggest mistake people make, aside from not sharpening their knives like Anna Zapp, is they put their knives in the dishwasher.
Oh.
Listen, you put your knives in a dishwasher, you might as well be sandblasting them. Feel dishwashing detergent. It's grainy because that's what helps clean the dishes. That also dulls your knives. Don't put your knives in the dishwasher.
Well, who's going to wash them?
You got to wash them by hand. I thought it was actually just about the handles. But here I am learning something.
So number two, I see a lot of people, especially this time of year when it's cold outside, they love to make pasta. We love our pasta marinara. We love our pasta bolognese. There's something you don't have to do that everyone seems to think you have to do. Don't put olive oil in your pasta water. It does nothing. It makes no difference whatsoever. If anything, what it actually does is create a layer on top of the water to where the water then can't evaporate at 212 degrees. Therefore, it can make the water actually get hotter than 212 degrees, overcooking your pasta.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I never understood why people did that in the first place, to be honest.
Well, now we know. They do it because they're dumb.
Yeah, I don't know why they do it. If you cook the pasta the proper way, which is al dente, which means when you bite into it, it has a little tiny white dot or white ring around the inside of it. That's how you know it's perfect. Cool it down properly. Add a little bit of oil to it then to make sure it doesn't stick. That's the proper way, and that's the way to add oil to it.
I never realized what a difference is that when you forget to salt the water, what that does, too.
Hey, I had a really close friend of mine say, hey, chef, that water doesn't come seasoned. Season the water.
And what's the third thing that you're making a mistake you didn't even know?
This is a key one, and I wouldn't call this quite a mistake. I think people just don't know this. When you're going to cook meat, whether it's chicken, whether it's steaks, seafood, scallops, whatever you're going to cook in a pan and you're going to sear it, dry it off first. Make sure it's dry. Take paper towels and dry it off. As chefs, that's how we get that beautiful color on there, how we get that beautiful browning on that protein. When we serve it to you, we make sure it's super dry. Very, very important. If it's wet, what happens is you're steaming it, and you're going to not let the beautiful Maillard reaction take place on that piece of meat, and that is called the Maillard reaction. That is not called caramelization. Those are two different things.
Wow, it sounded like science all of a sudden, like space.
He was like, bro, this is what you're supposed to do. He was like a robot, but then he made sense. And then I was like, oh, my meat's always wet. I had no idea. Yeah. As always, really great tips. And Plum, if people want to find you, where do they go?
Hey, you go to chefplum.com and of course at chef_plum on the Instagram.
What's your unpacking protocol? 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. Over the weekend, I had to go out to a fancy schmancy dinner thing.
Okay.
And I went to go get my shoes. And I realized, oh, they were still in my luggage because they were my fancy shoes and I haven't worn heels in so long.
Where do you keep your luggage? Do you keep it like in the attic, the basement?
Oh, in
or
the
is
attic.
It just roll into a spare room or what?
It depends. So,
you put it away with your shoes in it.
Because
in
I don't
the
wear
attic.
Them that often. But I have like a thing where
your
I don't.
Vacation shoes?
Yeah, they're like my vacation shoes.
Okay.
You know, like they're like my fancy shoes that I never normally wear.
I mean, flip-flops, that would make more sense for me, but I guess that's just me.
So God is thinking, like, when you get home from vacation, people are vastly different. You're one way or the other.
Sure.
What do you do to unpack your luggage? Do you even unpack at all, or does it just sit there like a lump forever?
Anna has a friend that actually has an oven, a specialized oven.
Danielle.
That they put the baggage in,
yeah.
And it sits in there for X amount of time it takes to the temperature. And when bed bugs were a real thing and everybody was worked up about that, we had advice from different experts that would say, leave it in your car in the summer for a day. And you know that everything's going to smell like one funky mess at that point, even the clean stuff.
Right. It's true. So, Danielle, she has this oven because she's so terrified of bed bugs. I think she's insane between, you know, I tell her all the time.
But if you got the room for an oven in your life, I guess stick it in there.
So 1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's your unpacking protocol? We asked people and this is what they had to say.
Love to travel. What's your luggage policy? Be honest, it sits out for like a good week, maybe 2 weeks, as my husband yells at me and says, are you ever going to put that away? And I look at him and say, are you ever going to put that away? So there are certain things that definitely stay in the bag, like Q-tips stay in the bag, toothpaste. I probably toss that stuff.
Oh, yeah. When we go to the dentist and you get the bag of the stuff.
Sure.
That is.
Oh, that's where that stuff goes.
That's where it goes.
That's
when
the
you
travel
go on vacation.
Stuff.
My husband is such a neat freak that it makes him crazy that I don't immediately unpack. And it will sit there for weeks.
For me, everything goes in the laundry immediately and it all goes in as one clump. Mm. So it's like, welcome back to reality. And my wife's like, really? Right now? I'm not doing it.
1-800-330-9999. You can call or text. What's your unpacking protocol? On our Facebook page, Mary Beth Rowe, I come home and the first thing I do is immediately unpack the suitcase, start laundry, and it's like we never left. Carrie also agrees. She wrote, I unpack immediately when I get home and get the laundry washed right away. I let it sit forever.
You don't want to have the work pile up over the next couple days, but dropping right back in like you never left, like nothing's ever changed. I want that vacation glow to stick with me a little bit longer.
We asked, what is your unpacking protocol when you get home from vacation?
My plan is to leave it there at first and then eventually get to it about a week later.
Do you take just the important things out or do you just let the washed clothes and the dirty clothes kind of mush together?
I think I start by taking the important things out and then they eventually just mix together.
Do you wash the clean clothes too because you think they've been contaminated by the dirty clothes?
Well, it's not about contamination. It's about scent, you know? I mean, if you've been out there in a tropical locale, it's going to smell like suntan oil, hangovers, and rank fish, maybe. I mean, anything's possible. Sooner or later, you better wash it.
1-800-330-9999. What's your unpacking protocol? I almost had to buy a new curling iron because I couldn't find my curling iron forever, and I was freaking out about it, and then you just start accusing everyone in your family of stealing it.
What'd you do with my curling
Where's
iron?
Where's my curling iron?
Right.
Turns out I had just never unpacked it from my last like weekend getaway
cool.
because I never unpack my luggage fully when I return from getaways. Sienna and Raven, what's your unpacking protocol when you get back from vacation?
I wait a couple of days until there's something at the bottom of the suitcase that I really need. Then it gets unpacked. But the clothes, if they're clean, they stay in there until I need them.
What if you've used every pair of underwear you had on this vacation?
Then I did not pack correctly.
Well, that's true. I always run out of underwear, and I don't understand why. I always pack three more than I think I need.
But that's the thing, is you end up running out anyway. So
right.
You know that you needed every single one of them. Then you come back, and what's left? Just that ratty, holy underwear that you actually wouldn't wear anywhere.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's your unpacking protocol?
Okay, well, my unpacking protocol has to do with when my kids were in college, and they went to school far away, like 10 and 12 hours. So when they brought home their boxes and boxes and boxes of clothes, I made them keep them in the garage until they washed one box at a time because nothing that was in their dorm room or the sorority house was coming into my house.
I would like you to have a job right now with the CDC. You sound like you were on top of things, and I like that.
I wonder what diseases your sorority brings home with you.
Oh,
you know?
Man.
Let's not go there.
Shot of penicillin and a topical ointment.
And on Raven, what's your unpacking protocol?
As soon as I get home and the packages get delivered, it gets undone. I have everything dry cleaned, folded, and put in boxes. I send it to the hotel I'm going to, and then before I come back, I do it again. So I don't even have to carry it on the plane.
I mean, that's extravagant. That's pretty good.
That is boss.
Right. That is boss.
It's cheaper than me taking it on the plane. It cost me $50 to take it on the plane.
Wow. I never
I
even thought of that.
I could send it overnight for $25.
Sir, you may have just changed travel forever.
If you win the lottery, maybe.
Said it costs the same as a checked bag?
There's no way. And on Raven, what's your unpacking protocol?
Never, ever throw your toothbrush away before you get home. Because if your flight gets canceled and you're stuck there, you're going to have mighty stinky breath.
Oh, you're finger brushing then.
Oh, I finger brush.
You're finger brushing.
My finger. Right.
That's just nasty.
Oh, finger brush it. Finger brush it.
Anna and Raven, what's your unpacking protocol?
Well, me and my dad are like complete opposite. My stuff will just sit there, and my dad will have an aneurysm if it's not unpacked right away.
It's like my husband and me. Literally, there's some times where I thought we were going to get a divorce, arguing about the luggage.
Good, right after the vacation, good.
Right, we come back all relaxed.
Nothing says back from the honeymoon like I'm threatening an annulment.
Right. How long are we going to leave this luggage here? We're going to leave it for another week?
This is what you married. You don't like it?
Right.
Call the lawyer.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's your unpacking protocol?
When I go on vacation, I usually bring a laundry bag with me, and I put all my dirty laundry in it, and I take one suitcase, and I dedicate that one for the dirty laundry, come home, drag it right down in the basin, and throw it in. Easy peasy.
That would work in my household if my wife didn't take over all of the bags that she has allotted for a regular human being, plus my bags, too. Mm-hmm. There's no way to separate everything when everything has to come as a whole. It's like she moves the entire house.
I wonder if I could pack a luggage in a luggage with the clothes, so then I have an extra luggage to bring back.
That would be genius, actually.
You've probably heard the way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Of course, everybody's said that before, whether or not it's true.
Yeah, it's Anna and Raven. But there's actually a specific food right now that market researchers have found that guys are craving. And if a woman can make it well, most likely it'll lead to an engagement.
It's a husband trap.
It's a husband trap.
Wow, that's amazing. How do they do science like this? They just get dudes in a room and feed them.
Well, not really. What they did was they scanned all these different dating apps, and they went to like Perfect Date, you know, where you have to write what your idea of a perfect date is.
Okay.
And they found a trend that surprised everybody, that a lot of guys, the one thing they all had in common was a lust for chicken parm.
Wow.
Yeah.
Right.
Right. So
not eggplant.
No.
No. No. Chicken parm.
Chicken parm.
Okay.
They're saying it's the perfect first date food. Guys find it to be a comfort food. And if you can find a woman that can make a chicken parm better than your mom, that's the girl you marry.
Here's the thing, though. I mean, if you make a guy a chicken parm on date one or early on in the relationship, a couple things you have to accept. Number one, he's probably going to get a stain on his shirt. Number two, he's going to fall asleep in your house.
Well, that's what I was thinking.
Right.
Because
it's nap time.
They're calling it the new aphrodisiac. And I'm like, wait a minute.
Right.
Has anybody actually eaten an entire chicken parm?
Right.
That's the last thing I want to take a nap.
The best part is you get through half of it and you have the gumption. You want to finish it, but you know that you can't. So you pack it away and that thing's going to be waiting for you later on. Smelling of onions and peppers when you pull it out. Garlic. Oh, fantastic. Breakfast whenever you get to it.
I do believe in general Italian food is a trap for men, because that's how I trapped my husband. It's true.
Load him up?
Yeah, no, my husband, my parents are from Italy, and they have Italian restaurants.
Okay.
And when we started dating, we would go to my parents' restaurants all the time, and then we would go eat at my parents' house, and we would go eat at my grandmother's house.
Right.
And I'll never forget the day. It was a New Year's Day. We were at my grandmother's house, and my husband, who's my boyfriend at the time, ate three pieces of my grandmother's lasagna.
Oh, my gosh.
Nobody has ever survived three pieces of Nonna's lasagna.
Right.
He did it, and my grandmother...
Nonna was ready to adopt him that night.
And she
He's a good one, Anna.
She told me right then, she's like, you marry him. But I didn't even have to convince him, because her cooking and my family's cooking had already convinced him. He didn't know until we had been married for 3 months that I don't actually know how to cook.
That's perfect.
Right.
Right. Your representatives never told him.
But
that's the kind of information that you omit.
Right. But I was giggling about it because I was reading this article about this research about chicken parm tricking a man. And on the way home, my husband texted me, stopping by your mom's house, she made chicken parm tonight. And I was like, boom. I guess
right
that's
there.
Right.
Proof in the pudding, I guess.
Yeah.
Or the Parmesan, I guess.
Exactly.
Ah.
Oh, who are the people in your neighborhood? The people that you meet each day.
Hey, it's Anna and Raven. If you don't have the Nextdoor app or have you gone to the Nextdoor website, it's basically hyper-local to your community where people post all kinds of crazy things as to where should they go, to the dentist, to, you know, the bird that's been pecking on their house.
Yeah, we've seen this before in film and documentary, right? The true stories always do better. And the great thing about the Nextdoor app is you can find these people. You know where they live, and you know that crazy lurks there. I've got the code saved to get into it, both on my phone and my computer. That's how interesting it is.
Yeah, all you have to do is grab like a big bag of popcorn and sit down and read the comments, and you'll just giggle. And then you remember these people are your neighbors, and you're like, oh, wait a minute. One caught my eye the other day. This had 144 comments. John wrote, landscaper noise.
Oh, no.
I'm sure many of you have heard the quote-unquote lovely sounds of mowers and blowers at the crack of dawn. Instead of birds singing or a gentle breeze, it's buzz, buzz, and the smell of gas. I called the police this morning at 7:30 a.m. and was told that it's okay to start mowing and blowing. So I ask you all, call the mayor and get this start time change.
Right, let's make a noise ordinance change here. Let's do that.
Many of you work late or enjoy sleeping in, so please call in and make your voice heard. Thanks, and be safe.
Charlene chimes in, great. Just what we need to do is shut down or limit more businesses. Eyes to the sky emoji.
Mary writes back,
You'd be surprised how many jobs start at 7 a.m. There is nothing wrong with the hours in enforcement for noise. If you want to sleep late and not be bothered, put in some earplugs. They work very well, and Amazon has lots of options.
Mary clearly believes that the founding fathers of this country lined everything up the way they needed to be with the Constitution. There's no need to change anything now.
I'm actually curious how many earplugs Amazon has, and I'm going to look.
I'm sure.
But did you have to wait now until the middle of July to get it?
You can just get the foam ones at your local hardware store.
Nothing is really prime anymore, and if this is bothering you right now, you're going to have to wait a long time.
Gabriel chimes in, "We are not going to accommodate all your privileged needs. Let people do their jobs and earn coin. What's it to you?
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 Am I bothering you over here? What's it to you?"
Jeffrey responds, "John, it's not that bad. Early to bed, early to rise. Stop sleeping in and you'll live longer."
Oh, there's always going to be one of those, right?
Always that one guy.
What are you going to tell me next about red meat? Just mind your business, Jeffrey.
What are you doing sleeping at 7 a.m., you loser?
Here comes Ron trying to come in as the calm voice. "As the weather gets warmer, it's even more important for heavy work to be performed in the morning when it's cooler."
Thank you.
Way to look out for the equipment, Ron. Good
job.
Nice job. Good
job.
Change your oil regularly.
Jennifer chimes in. "It may surprise some people, but closing your window blocks a lot of street noise. It works for me all the time."
Yes.
"I'm thankful for good windows."
Oh, windows are heroes.
"Close them and sleep peacefully." Like, when she writes that, do you think that she's doing it, like, tongue-in-cheek, or is she dead serious about awesome windows?
I don't know. Carlos says, "This is what happens when people stay home way too long. Soon we'll see complaints of bird noises and bees buzzing."
I mean, those bees buzzing are
annoying.
Yeah,
I don't need to near my head.
Right.
I don't need to come in and low. All
bird
right.
noises. What do I look like, Snow White? I don't want to listen to your bird noises.
Seriously.
Jane writes, "Is this thread ever going to end? Could there possibly be any more opinions that have not yet been heard?"
And give it up for Donna, last word freak. "Have you considered not posting any more of your own comments in order to speed things along?"
Well done, Donna.
I'll just leave that right there,
she dropped
says
the
Donna.
Mic. Boom. Raven, you're a married man, but can you tell if a girl is flirting with you?
I used to be very good at that. I think I could still tell for the most part now, but sometimes it's questionable. Sometimes my wife says somebody was doing it, and I'm like, no, no. But maybe I do know a little bit inside.
Okay, so there's actually a face that all women make that's called a flirting face.
Are you going to try and make it to me right now?
And a study says that guys can spot it. And you want to know why I know it's true?
Why is that?
Because I'm like 20 years out of practice, but I know exactly how to make this face. It's Anna and Raven. How do you know if a girl is flirting with you?
It's usually in the eyes. And it's, you know, it's in like the face. It's in the high part of the face. I mean, obviously.
The high
there's
part? Like
well,
the eyebrows?
Like if it's centered around the eyes, I think basically, and then the cheeks, you know, that type of stuff, you can see it. I mean, obviously, if somebody's smiling, and then there's the thing that, you know, some people do, like there's the more obvious things, like there's body language when somebody comes closer to your space or whatever it may be, or talks in a hushed tone or whatever. Or you remember when Danica Patrick in my dream was twirling her hair and laughing at all my jokes?
So if a girl twirls her hair and laughs like a hyena, definitely flirting.
Usually the twirling the hair thing is a nervous tic one way or the other. Mm. So, you know, that has to do with something, you know?
All right, so what is this flirting face?
Yeah, let me see it.
You're actually not that far off when you said it has to do with the upper part of the face. It has to do with the face and, like, the eyebrows. I don't think it's so much the eyebrows, but these are the three ways that guys can tell when a girl is flirting with them, and it's called flirting face. Number one, your head is turned to one side and tilted down slightly.
I'm telling you, that's the...
yeah. What is it? It's the
okay. Like, that's what Danica was doing in my dream that time.
Danica Patrick only flirts with you in your dreams. That's not real, Raven.
It felt so real.
Okay.
I felt like she was going to knock on my door when I woke up.
Second thing is you have a slight smile. I actually almost have a smirk. It's so funny that I'm reading this and I'm like, oh my gosh, this was like me.
It's totally you.
Circa 1999.
Flirting with your husband.
Right.
Trying to pick up your husband.
So I got him.
Hi, guy.
Right. Yeah. He was oblivious. And the third thing is your eyes are locked on the person you're flirting with. I can still do this. I like when I read this, I go, oh, this is like riding a bike.
You think it's
you
in your power?
Yeah, it's in my power. Ready? Ready? Okay, ready?
Go. Stop it.
See? It immediately made you uncomfortable.
But it did.
It immediately made you
because you're like my sister. Right. I don't want to do it. Do it one more time. No.
See?
Don't ever do that to me again.
Look at me. I still
Got it. I was going to tell you to do it to the guy in the next room right now, but no, he's not listening.
And I feel like that's really awkward, too.
Right.
I don't want to just start randomly giving my flirt
face. Well, then you're
going to
be in HR. Right? You're going to find yourself in trouble if you start doing that now.
It's a magical power that women have that we don't even know we have.
Right.
It's the come hither. Look at my eyebrows and the way I can put them up like this.
Well, it is inviting. It says get closer to me.
Yeah.
That's the thing is it implies like come grab me or, whatever.
Right.
Get in my personal space. It definitely does.
If I go home to my husband, who I love with all my heart, been married 15 years at this point, and I give him that face, he'll be like, are you constipated?
Yeah, he'll be like, what,
is
are you all right?
Okay? Are you all right?
Have you been drinking?
Right. Did you have a glass of wine? It's 12 o'clock in the afternoon.
I actually could 100% see that happening.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Krista and Brian joining us together this morning. Krista, let's start with you. What's going on?
My husband, he's actually been out of work for about a year now. It's been really tough. Things are really tight. I've been working my retail job pretty late, logging in extra hours and stuff. And my husband recently got an offer, a new job, but it's a city job. He doesn't want to take it. He wants to hold out. And we've got a family to support. So I'm stressed out. I'm struggling. I don't want to be unhappy, but, things are really, really tight.
Brian, why wouldn't you take a job if it's being offered to you? You've been struggling.
I don't feel like really settling. I went to school to do something that I love, that I was doing in advertising, and I have a lot to offer there, and I could make a lot more money if I end up with that. And I feel like it's worth, for my own sanity and my family's well-being, hold out for something better. I mean, eventually it's not going to work. I do have to get to work, but I just don't feel like I should have to do something that I don't want to do, that I'm overqualified for.
You guys mentioned kids. Charlie, I'm sure that you are home running the household, taking care of that. You're not just bumming around, right?
Yeah, I'm not sitting on the couch, and I'm busy with the kids, and I'm not completely useless, as she sort of suggests.
I don't think that she's suggesting that, but I mean, financial realities being is at some point you're going to have to go back to work. There has to be a line as to how long you press out for happiness. Right?
Why wouldn't you just take this job and continue looking for something else?
If I'm off the market, like if I go commit to this job, I can't just bail on them in a month.
Yeah.
Some people feel like they can't do that, but I feel like you have to do what you have to do.
Let's ask our audience what they think. They may agree with you, Brian, that if this is a job you have zero interest in doing, it's not what you're specializing in, it's not what you want to do, then why take it? But they may see Krista's point, too, that, listen, you need to have another source of income coming in. She's struggling, and that money is dwindling, and it's time for you to figure something out while you continue to look.
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Brian had lost his job about a year ago, and he's been looking for a new job ever since. He has been offered a city job, and he says, honestly, it's beneath him. He doesn't want to take it. His wife is like, I'm pulling doubles. Things are starting to get tight. You just need to get this job and get back to work.
Resentment in a relationship is a big thing, obviously, and you have to take into account somebody's feelings. But he also needs to look at the fact that what are they saving on childcare? What is this job going to pay him? What's that going to look like? Will it hurt his future prospects?
Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
I'm on her side. Because they're giving him an offer of a job, he should just take it. It's not easy, only her being the one working, She has to take it. He has to get off the phone and start working now. That's ridiculous. There's no excuse for that.
I mean, I can understand if it had been a month or two, but a year without employment where she's pulling doubles and they're trying to make ends meet and things are starting to get a little bit really difficult, why wouldn't you want to help your family?
Sooner or later, there's got to be money in the till, right? 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court.
Brian lost his job about a year ago. He's been looking for a new job ever since. The problem is he's been offered a city job, which he kind of thinks is beneath him. His wife is like, you got to just take it. We need the money.
Yeah, I don't know the exact parameters of what job she's working. It sounds like she's pulling a lot of overtime in retail. City jobs, say what you will. He might not love this job, but the benefits are going to be good.
Whose side are you on? Couples Court, 1-800-330-9999. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
Take the job. I mean, he thinks it's below him and it's too easy. You should look at it as a paid vacation, feed the kids, keep the wife happy, save the marriage.
Right. You never know what opportunity can come from another. It could be one of the better decisions he's ever made.
Hi, it's Hannah and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The wife. I think you should take the job but continue to look.
You know, that's another thing, too. Thank you for the call. When you get that job, don't stop. It is a lot when you first get back to work, when you've been out of work a long time.
Yeah.
And you're tired. And just getting back in the mode of working an eight-hour day, that it's like takes the wind out of your sails, but you can't stop.
It's really hard, though. I have to be honest and play devil's advocate like I always do. Sometimes you fall into that rut where you just become complacent with where you are. And if that job all of a sudden is making ends meet and it's not what he wants to do, he can get stuck there for a long time, too.
In sadness.
I mean, that's real. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
The wife. You got to worry about your family. I worked for the sheriff's department. I was making good money, but then when I opened up working for the school system and for a municipality, I took it. So now I got a pension plan. My best 3 years of a retirement. You know, you got to worry about your family, especially if you got kids.
This is like when I wanted to be an actress. Remember, I was an extra on Law and Order all those times? And finally, my husband was like, you know what? You should probably get a real job. And I went and became a teacher. And that's, look where I am now.
I mean, I don't see the total correlation. He had a real job, then he got a better job, it sounds like. But
I wanted to be an actress.
Oh.
And I had to give up on my dream.
Good.
And become a teacher.
To be an adult.
And now I just host a morning show, and none of it makes sense.
You had a different dream when I got here, too, and you've given up on that.
I've given up on a lot of dreams. Just give up on your dreams.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Krista, our audience agreed with you. Brian, there is no reason why you can't take this job in the meantime and keep looking for something else and just get some source of income coming in.
Yeah, it's kind of a point I can't... I mean, it's city jobs do have good benefits, I guess. I don't have much of an argument for it. I just don't want to do it.
That's yeah, well, all we know.
That's right? That's understandable. But, I mean, you may find yourself in a situation that's more pleasant than you think. I mean, the other thing to weigh out, too, is obviously if you're going back to take a job that you're not thrilled about, how much money is it truly going to make you after taxes versus, you know, what you'll have to spend now on childcare and stuff like that? Because, you know, paying for cable is important, but it's not the most important thing.
Good point.
Well, good luck, guys. And if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
This is Amy.
Hey, Amy, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Hey, can you leave the room?
Sure. Good luck, Amy.
Okay.
All right, Amy. Raven is walking out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We are in a soundproof studio. Okay, I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one, and then I'll bring them back in and ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat him, I'm going to give you $400. You ready to play?
Yep.
Okay, number one, Annie Murphy has joined the cast of Russian Dolls for season 2. She won an Emmy for playing Alexis in what very popular Netflix series?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know.
Number two, the HBO show Harriet is about Harriet Tubman's brave decision to escape her life of slavery. She rescued 70 slaves, and she did that because they followed her using an escape route through a network of safe houses. What is that network called?
Oh, I know what it is. Oh, my gosh. I'm going to just say Secret Tunnel. I don't know.
That's okay. Number three, Selena Gomez recently announced that she was considering retirement because people were not taking her music seriously. She began her career by appearing on what children's show that starred a big purple dinosaur?
Barney.
Number four. Now, this is a spoiler alert, okay? So if you haven't seen The Masked Singer, you're about to get the answer to this. The Masked Singer said that this would be a game-changing season, and it was what Muppet that was unmasked?
Cookie Monster.
And number five, Harry Styles will open for the Grammys this weekend. Who is he currently dating?
Harry Styles. I'm going to go out on a limb and say Selena Gomez. I have no idea. I don't know nothing about him.
That's all right, Amy. All right, hold on. Let me wave Raven back in. Let me wave him in. Raven, come on. Let's go.
Yo, how'd you do?
All right. Amy got one right.
Not so hot.
Yeah.
Oh, not so good, Amy. Not so good.
That's all right. It's all right.
$400. Yeah. Let's see how I do. You make it easy on a Friday.
All right. Number one, Annie Murphy has joined the cast of Russian Dolls for season 2. She won an Emmy for playing Alexis in what very popular Netflix series?
Gosh. Bridgerton?
No, it's Schitt's Creek.
Oh,
my
sorry.
Gosh.
Yeah, I don't watch that one.
I mean, you got to know something about it. It's like the biggest show of the year.
All I know is Dan Levy, and he's awesome.
All right, well, Amy, that's good for you. Number two, HBO show Harriet is about Harriet Tubman's brave decision to escape her life of slavery. 70 slaves were rescued by following her escape route using a network of safe houses. What was that network called?
It's got to be the Underground Railroad, right?
That is correct, yes. Number three, Selena Gomez recently announced that she was considering retirement because people were not taking her music seriously. She began her career by appearing on what children's show that starred a big purple dinosaur?
Purple dinosaur has got to be Barney.
Barney and Friends is correct, yes. Number four, this is a spoiler alert. Change the station if you don't want to hear this about The Masked Singer. The Masked Singer said this would be a game-changing season, and it was when what Muppet was unmasked?
I'll just take a guess and say Kermit.
Kermit the Frog is correct. And number five, Harry Styles will open the Grammys this weekend. Who is he currently dating?
Olivia Wilde, that heartbreaker.
Yes. I'm sorry, Amy. He beat you 4-1 this morning. Oh. We will get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt, though. Thank you for playing.
Okay, it's Amy and I can't beat Raven.
All right, we put another $100 in the jackpot. That means Monday morning you'll have your shot at $500.
Better luck next time.